This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. To hear David Crane tell it, turning the corner on climate change in California is a fairly straightforward process.
Our goal is to reduce carbon emissions at the lowest cost and the fastest pace with the greatest amount of job creation attendant to that whole process.
But Crane, who carries the title of Governor Schwarzenegger's Special Advisor for Jobs and Economic Growth, knows that carrying out that simple statement will be a complex and challenging assignment. But he also believes California is especially well-positioned to lead in that effort, in part because we've done it before. First, by decoupling utility profits from energy consumption back in the 1970s, and similarly, by setting energy efficiency standards for appliances sold here. Not only did those programs meet their aims, Crane says, they also fueled economic growth in the state.
Since California put in place its energy efficiency rules starting in the 1970s, California has saved about $50 billion for its consumers. We've avoided, for example, 24 power plants, and we have tripled our gross domestic product per kilowatt hour of electricity in California.
Now, with transportation costs, especially gasoline, accounting for the largest portion of California's greenhouse gas emissions, Crane notes that the state has enacted new, stricter emission standards for cars sold here, a standard the EPA will now allow to go into effect. And at the same time, the state has adopted new, low-carbon standards for the fuels made or used here.
The low-carbon fuel standard is another performance standard that says to fuel makers in California, you need to gradually reduce the amount of carbon per BTU in the fuels you supply in our state. We don't care how you do it. And if you do it to excess, you can sell credits to somebody who isn't. And if you're deficient, you can buy credits from somebody who's doing it to excess. So that's another performance standard.
But a different approach is needed for industrial carbon users, where the emerging methodologies are two variations on the economics of setting limits on carbon use. One method is called cap and trade, the other cap and dividend.
Cap and trade is a manufacturer who needs to reduce their emissions. They have a cap for their particular plant. They can meet it directly, or they can meet it by buying a credit from somebody else who has met it to excess on their own plant. Cap and dividend, the concept there is that all revenues that are generated from these caps on greenhouse gases, and there will be revenues to the government from this, all those revenues will be returned to taxpayers. The concept there is not to create any new revenue for governments to spend on new programs from these caps, but to use the caps to reduce greenhouse gases and then return the money from doing so to consumers so they can spend it the way they'd like to.
David Crane was in Santa Rosa delivering this message to both the Climate Protection Campaign last night and the Sonoma County Alliance, a business and building group, this morning. And regardless of his audience, Crane remains firmly convinced that the real, detailed answers to the problems we face will come from the same source that has generated them historically, human ingenuity.
Humans will innovate in ways that will reduce their costs. They will find other paths to get what they need. One of our greatest resources here is when you put a price on carbon, and it's an externality that requires a price, humans will innovate in ways that will produce great products and services that will reduce costs for consumers.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.